Good morning. I'm Ted Williams, host of Sonoma County's Talking, a news director, and getting to know people around Sonoma County, getting to know animals around Sonoma County as well. And I'm not going to interview the animals today. They're a little tougher to interview, but I do have the executive director of the Humane Society for Sonoma County on the air with us right now, Wendy Welling. And Wendy, thanks for spending some time with us today on Sonoma County's Talking.
Of course. My pleasure, Ted.
I enjoy this. I enjoy talking with you, and I enjoy always hearing your reports and all, talking about animals that are up for adoption. And you've got something very exciting going on now with a new veterinary care clinic. And explain a little bit about what's opening this next week.
Of course, I'd be happy to. So I'll just rewind a little bit back to the fires of 2017 and post-fires, how we opened our doors with a charity clinic, so free service for those who needed us. We discovered at that point that there was much more of a need in our community for basic wellness and access to care for people. And so after we closed that mini charity clinic, we spent the last eight months to a year, I guess, getting ready to open the doors for our community veterinary clinic, which is a low-income, qualifying, low-cost clinic, which services more than just spay-neuter, something we already do. It's more than just wellness. It is actually access to things like dentals, surgeries, urgent care. So we're very excited.
I think so, and I'm very excited about it as well. The dogs and cats are as well. They just don't show it quite as much as we do. Dogs show it. Cats just, you know, give you the stink eye like they always do. I was thinking about the fires there, too. You know, we talked about how we were all affected by it. How were pets affected by the fires?
Well, it's really pets and their families. I mean, we had many pets who were reunited. Sadly, some of those came back to us because of housing situations. Some of them came back to us as owner surrenders for the very reason that they couldn't afford veterinary care because they were unfortunately caught up with the insurance and trying to rebuild and all of those terrible things that people have had to deal with over the last couple of years. So we have definitely seen an effect from those fires.
I'm sure they were affected health-wise as well, and now you have other people who have pets and they're adopting pets and all, and this kind of a clinic situation for low-income individuals who'll be able to qualify to come in and have their pets taken care of. What kind of services are they going to have? You said besides spay-neuter, what else are they going to be checking them?
Oh, gosh. They're going to do basic medical exams, quality of life consults if people need help with euthanasia and making that hard decision, diagnosis of ear, eye, skin conditions, arthritis, UTIs, which is urinary tract infections, radiographs, you name it. We are happy to do it.
That's really good. You know, pets are, you know, animals that we've taken into our homes. They become members of our family. And when that happens, it's sort of a whatever it takes situation a lot of times. And it's nice to know that there's caring people that do that. Now, for those who have not stopped by the Humane Society of Sonoma County on Highway 12, what are they going to see when they come in the door?
Well, there are actually three doors here.
Ah.
We have an adoption lobby, so you can come in that door. You can come in through our spay-neuter clinic, or now you can come in through our community veterinary clinic entrance, which is going to be a very welcoming place. And they're going to see that our mission really is to help homeless animals and to keep animals out of shelters.
I would imagine that that people who haven't been into a shelter like this or into an adoption facility are going to be a little surprised when they see the kind of the hotel environment that you have for these animals that you're coming. It surprised me when I came in. It's not the cold-looking environment of concrete and steel anymore. It really is a much more inviting environment.
It is, but no matter how inviting it looks to us as a person, it still is a place where animals are so uncomfortable. They have high anxiety. And so one of the things that you'll see in the habitats here at the Humane Society is that we've really focused on enriching them while they're here. So there's enrichment carts that go around. Our volunteers seed those habitats with wonderful puzzles and things for them to shred. And so their minds are engaged. And that's the really important thing. So until they find that forever home, we want them to be super happy here.
That's good. Yeah. Now, I've got to ask you just personally, do you have a pet from there? Have you adopted a pet from there?
I have. I actually have four dogs, a cat, and two rabbits.
I asked the right question then.
You did. And two of my dogs were foster failures. And so we have a very robust foster system here. And that's a way for people to get involved. If they can't have pets, they can actually foster for a temporary time. And then some of us, as we say, fail and keep those pets. So two of mine are failures, in the best sense of the word.
All of my pets over all the years have always been adopted animals, and I just find that there's a sense of gratitude and a sense of wanting to belong when they're adopted. Don't you feel that way?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, I like the look in their eyes too. Sort of oh, cool, this is my house. This is great, and they adapt in very quickly into the lifestyle of the home. Let's talk about the adoption process just a little bit as well, and we want to talk about more of the clinic and things in a few moments here. But just in the adoption process, as people are thinking about having an animal, what kind of considerations should they have in mind as they're going to go adopt an animal?
You know, I think one of the best recommendations I could make is rather than looking for that face that grabs you, make a list of what you want to do with that animal. So if it's an animal you want to be able to go hiking with or running with, or if it's just a couch potato, or if it's a cat that you want to, you know, be up on your head kneading at your head during the night, or if you want a cat that's not present. So make a list of what the traits of the animal are first, and then come talk to the counselors, and they can tell you which of those animals will fit you and make a match.
And I would imagine, too, there are certain animals that are better as solos and some that better work along with other animals.
Absolutely, and we usually know that, so we can share that information. It's always important to know what that household is like. Do you have kids? Do you have grandchildren coming over? Do you have cats? Do you have small animals? So the more information you can give our counselors, the better match they can make.
And that's great. I'm talking with Wendy Welling right now. She's the executive director with Humane Society of Sonoma County. And the one location, correct, on Highway 12?
No, actually, we have a second location in Healdsburg. And that's at 555 West Side Road.
Good to know that there's a couple of choices there to go to just to check it out. And then when people have their adoption process and they start to bring them into the home and things, when should people bring their pets in for regular care? Is there a 6 months thing, kind of like going to the dentist?
Well, it really depends on the animal and their age. So what we do supply at the time of adoption is a very specific printout of when they are due for their next treatments, and that goes to the vet of choice for that family, and then that vet will put together the schedule for them. So we always recommend that the first thing they do, obviously, is take the pet home and keep it home for a couple of weeks to get it settled, because going to the vet right away is really scary. But then we also do recommend within that first couple of weeks they get a wellness visit with their vet to get to know them.
Well, when things change in people's lives and they've got to move to Texas or something, or they're going to be moving into an apartment or changing styles and they have a pet, you'd much rather, I'm sure, have them give them to an organization that's going to be able to take that pet and move them to a next loving home.
Well, we always try to provide resources to help people keep their animals with them, and that is obviously one of the biggest goals with the community veterinary clinic, because we don't want people having to surrender their animals for reasons that we can help solve, right? So if it's working with a landlord or whatever it is, we have some advice. We have resources on our website. But there are times, sadly, where somebody does have to surrender an animal. And certainly bringing them to us is a good choice, filling out the surrender paperwork, letting us know what type of animal this is. While we can't take them all, we do take quite a few.
And you mentioned, too, about some of the services there, one being euthanasia, which is just a very sad point in a person's life, in a pet owner's life, when they have to say, we have to make the choice, the humane choice, to let that pet go. And that's something you take care of as well, correct?
It is through the community veterinary clinic, primarily because most vets that you're established with will provide that service if it's an animal they've been seeing. But sadly, for animals who have not been able to receive care on an annual basis consistently, there are those owners who find themselves in that situation. And a vet typically won't just take that animal and do the euthanasia without doing some sort of an assessment of quality of life. So that is something that we do offer through the community veterinary clinic.
That's wonderful. That's really, that's very humane. It's very loving, and that's comes from the heart of all the pet owners. I would imagine everybody who works there has just got to be just kind of nuts about animals.
Well, I would say that everybody here is so passionate about what we do. I mean, our volunteers, our staff members, our board members are so engaged, and they're volunteers. So it's just a wonderful group of people whose sole commitment is to be a resource for people and animals of Sonoma County and beyond.
Oh, I like that. It's like that is a speech you've given before.
No.
Well, let's write that down. That was really good, Wendy, whatever that was. Roll tape back. Let's listen to that one again. That's really good. I know that people want to help out, and they love pets, and maybe people have pets or they can't have pets because of various reasons, but they want to help out. How can people help the Humane Society of Sonoma County?
Oh, wow. That is a loaded question. So they can become a volunteer, and there are many capacities in which you can volunteer. Some of it's with animals. Some of it is helping people. Some of it is just hands-on administrative work. But we have over 600 active volunteers who account for roughly, I want to say, 49 staff members. So it's amazing. Another way you can get involved is fundraising. You know, a lot of people do little events, whether it's a birthday party or if they have a business and they can go online and there's a toolkit there to help with fundraising. Another great way is just to sign up for some of the local businesses that give back, like Oliver's has a card and you can designate us as a recipient of a percentage. And it's nothing out of your pocket. It just is a percentage of what you spend. So many ways.
That's really good. So as a nonprofit here in Sonoma County, we're always competing for all the different funds around Sonoma County. Great way for people to be able to get involved with you is by doing that and helping out. And then the tax return as well, I would imagine.
Yes. I mean, certainly we are a nonprofit, so we're locally funded and we're not supported by the county taxes. We also don't receive funds from the Humane Society of the United States. So we do really depend on the generous donors. And while there's a lot of places to donate to nonprofits in Sonoma County, we all know the importance of pets in your lives. So we really appreciate the support that the community gives us.
So I think you all of a sudden you got the attention of a lot of people here who didn't realize that it's a part of a bigger system, the Humane Society of America. Is that a system that kind of funnels resources down to the local branches?
No, not at all. We are independent of them. So it's a misnomer. A lot of people think that they support all of the Humane Societies, but they do not.
Okay, so here in Sonoma County, we want to support Humane Society of Sonoma County and keep it going. What's the future for the Humane Society of Sonoma County? What are you looking forward to?
Well, this was a big step for us. I mean, we talk about our mission, which is to provide compassion, protection, love, and care for animals who are homeless. But what we're realizing is that really encompasses the people of those animals. So when you think about our mission, the goal is always extending to our community those resources, the support systems for the animals and for the people. And that's what Community Veterinary Clinic has been part of in terms of our considerations.
So this new clinic is going to be opening up and open on Mondays from 11 to 7 on Highway 12. And that's right at the stoplight there at Llano Road. So it makes it real easy to find you.
Exactly. Yeah. Just beyond the Llano stoplight on the right where the big metal dog is sitting.
The big metal dog, which a lot of people are really curious about, that created right in Sebastopol.
That's correct.
Yeah, the artist there.
My local artist.
Yeah, and he's phenomenal. His work is great, and I was glad to see that. And that actually was a parade float, I believe, one time, wasn't it?
I actually was told by Patrick that it was a hot dog stand.
Fantastic. Well, that makes sense. A hot dog stand looks like a dog. That's great. Well, I encourage people to come by to check it out. And then if they want to adopt, if people are looking and they've made their list and checked it twice, and they can come in there. How many dogs and cats are there at a normal time?
Wow, it varies greatly. I would say anywhere between 20 to 28 dogs on the floor here in Santa Rosa, and then cats another 12 to 16, depending on kitten season. It could be 28. It really depends.
Yeah, lots of different varieties to choose from, ages and social abilities and things that you have. Some of their more mature animals as well?
We do. As a matter of fact, we just brought in a whole group from Butte County area, and one of the dogs that our lovely director of animal care brought to us was a senior. And, you know, we're careful about how many seniors we bring in. We know that it's a larger ask of somebody to take an older dog. But he was the first of the batch to go out, and it was incredible. He just first went home.
Wow. How incredible. How great that is for that animal. I know that up in Butte County, that was a huge effort, and everybody combined their efforts so much, which was just incredible, to make sure the pets were taken care of, which really shows the compassion of people toward animals, which I just love. Well, let's go to the website then. So HumaneSocietySoCo.org. So HumaneSocietySoCo.org. And people can find out information on that. They can just drop by. What are the regular hours then for the Humane Society?
Well, it varies during the week. We're typically 12 to 6, but we do have 10 to 7 also. So I would suggest going to the website, depending on which day, or our Facebook to see what the hours are.
All right. Sounds great. Wendy Welling, the executive director for the Humane Society of Sonoma County, really appreciate your time today. Thanks for spending a little bit of time with us here on Sonoma County's Talking.
Sure. My pleasure.